The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guest today in the studio, we have Clark Brock from the Huron Community Fair, and they're back.
Hey, well, you betcha.
You were technically doing some stuff last year, but COVID kind of took a big hit on what everybody thinks of as being a fair.
Right. Unfortunately, COVID hit everybody, everything, every event that went on last year. We were able to have some things for the kids, some livestock shows, and have a little bit of activity there. A couple of events that took place on the grounds, but not a traditional fair, and we're back full-blown this year.
I mean, it was nice for the kids who went all the work of raising animals. You know, they wouldn't be good next year.
Right.
So you get at least, and some of them get sold for scholarships and stuff, for funding for their education. A lot of that good work still continued.
Sure, it did. We were able to get kids some funding to help offset what they had involved and allow some of those kids to still have a chance to get involved and show those animals they've been caring for and have a little sense of something last year. But we're past that. 2021, the 153rd Huron Community Fair. We got about 3 days to finish getting things set, but we're looking good.
Okay, and is it full fair? I mean, you know, a lot of things have gone back on, but some of this stuff takes planning a long time ahead, and beginning of the year, we didn't know where we'd be at this point.
Absolutely. We never stop planning. We never stop figuring and trying to decide how things are going to happen. Along about the first of the year, we're all sitting around the table looking at each other like, I don't know how this is ever going to happen. You know, vaccine rates, maybe, whatever. And then when it got to the point that things started to open and look like it, we simply said, we've got to do it. It's got to go. Almost everything will run as normal. The vast majority of people that come to the fair and are at the fair and participating will think it's 100% normal. With MSU Extension and the 4-H programming, that was one of the last pieces to get opened back up and allow those kids and club leaders and things to go back to face-to-face and full-blown things. So there's a few pieces that just can't and don't. The Sunday night program that would usually have the 4-H ambassadors and the 4-H talent show, they haven't had the time. It hasn't been able to get together. That's not going to happen. And the Bean Commission has decided that because last year's Bean Queen lost almost an entire year to COVID, that last year's Bean Queen will reign through the year and give that. So there won't be a crowning of a Bean Queen that night. But other than that, a few less animals in a few spots, but a few more things happening too, and people are excited, and more merchants, more people on the grounds, more things happening.
Are you working on trying to spread things out to keep crowds a little more separate because of what we've gone through?
We will have some signage around reminding people to be careful of things. We also have purchased some equipment to allow us to do some extra disinfecting in places like bathrooms and some of those buildings that have more people in that. But we're kind of relying on the fact that, you know, after 17, 18 months, most of us pretty much know what the plan is. And if you go someplace or you do, it's kind of what do we feel comfortable with and what do we want to do? And what we've been hearing as we've talked to other fairs and festivals is people are ready to go. They're ready to come out. They find their own comfort level about social distancing or about activities they want to participate in. And we're going to kind of let the people do what they're comfortable with.
Kind of reminiscing about the good old days when it was only the animals that could be sick you had to worry about.
Yeah. Well, and we still, you know, we run cautious on that. And we have our signage and things reminding people that Even though the COVID issue hasn't been an animal issue, we do have other health issues with animals. We need to have people be mindful of the fact that, you know, you still don't feed them things that shouldn't be, and you don't handle them if you're not theirs or it's not appropriate for you and that kind of thing. So, yeah, we need to be careful. In fact, I think it's tonight on the fairgrounds they'll be doing testing of some rabbits and chickens, the pre-test stuff before they come to the fair for safety there.
See if they're pregnant?
No, no. There's a poultry disease, a pelorium, that we give them pelorium vaccines, and then they do a health check. We don't want to spread any communicable diseases, so we stay on top of that.
So not that kind of rabbit test?
No, not that kind.
Okay. Well, it is. Is it unusual that it's all in August? Because you usually set the fair in a transition week. Start off, with a little bit of July
and then move into August. Well, if you look at historically, Craig, you can go back through, and we have some flyers and posters and some things and old fair books. This fair in 153 years has ran anywhere from the second week of July to the third week of September and any place in between.
Wow.
Currently, we have ran the last of July, the first of August, and really anymore, it's based on the calendar and the carnivals and the 4th of July and Labor Day, and when do those fall on what days of the week with who doing what scheduling that has us. And about every 4 years, it's about a week shift, and otherwise it follows pretty much the first full week of August, which may be the last week of July, 1st of August.
Do you kind of coordinate with our brethren to the south? I mean, this week is Tuscola's, next week is Huron's, and then
Sanilac,
and then the week after that is...
No, it's Tuscola this week, Tuscola and Emily City this week,
okay.
And then we're next week, and then Sanilac County is the following week.
Or it just works out?
It kind of works out that way between the Midway carnivals kind of drive a lot of that, but it kind of works out that we absolutely do not want to have Tuscola, Sanilac, and Huron on the same weeks. None of us want to do that, so we work hard at working together.
Do you find that some of these people don't have to move that far if the festivals are all week to week?
Well,
they don't have to go cross state and come back cross
right.
state.
We have the same Midway that's in Tuscola will be with us next week.
Okay.
It's a different one that's in Sanilac County the following week. But they try and do their schedule as well. It's financially, it's beneficial to them, which makes it beneficial to us if they don't have to travel halfway across the state on a Saturday, Sunday, and then get set up on Monday to be ready on a Tuesday. So, yeah. Yep, we do.
Okay. It kicks off Sunday.
Sunday we kick off. Sunday, today's Wednesday, tomorrow's Thursday, and what people don't know is the unofficial start of the fair is really tomorrow, but not for the public. Because starting tomorrow, our 4-H people will start bringing their projects in to the 4-H and FFA building. The non-perishable goods will start coming in so that they can all get placed and ready for judging prior to the fair, so we don't disrupt that building. So kind of the unofficial start to some things is tomorrow. But the real kickoff, the real start is Sunday. On Sunday, the rest of the livestock and things all come in. And
you need to be kind of careful if you're walking around the fairgrounds, because there
correct.
Are a lot of animals around. You don't want to spook them.
Right. Sunday is not really a good day to come to the fairgrounds to check livestock and animal things out until you get to late afternoon, evening. There's if you're not bringing animals, if you're not a fair person, those barns are not a good place to be on Sunday, because there's a lot of commotion, a lot of people moving animals in all kinds of directions. And if you're not an animal person, you can get in the wrong spot in a hurry. And my farm families will tell you that.
If I remember from years past, animals, if you bring them to fair, bring all the paperwork. You don't want to have to drive all the way home with the animal to pick up a piece of paper and come all the way back.
Correct. Proper ID, identification, tag in the air, paperwork, everything set. So like you say, when you pull up to that unloading at the scales at the barn, that everything's set and you don't have to park the trailer and go back home and be that way. But that's Sunday that way. And then we're bringing back a tradition from a few years ago. Harness racing will be back Sunday and Monday. We've not had it for, I think it's 7 years. Somebody's going to correct me, I'm sure, but well, it's about that. There, so. Lucky seven, yeah. And we will actually have 2 o'clock Sunday and 1 o'clock Monday harness racing. Sandy Kenny is our person that's in charge of that and running it, and she keeps trying to tell me, and I'll know for sure probably tonight or tomorrow, she thinks we could have close to 40 horses each day, which would give us a full slate of a couple hours, two and a half hours of racing. They also tell me that Huron County has the best non-professional horse racetrack in the state of Michigan. There's no other fairgrounds, festival, or operation that has a track that matches with ours. And I've heard that not just from my local people, but I've had some others tell me the same thing, that we and they've worked hard. That track is in fabulous shape.
Well, terrific. It's an old tradition coming back.
It is. And horse racing at Huron County had been a staple for years and years and years until the casinos kind of shifted how fundings and things were, and we didn't have horses for a number of years there to do that, and we're just thrilled to have it back. And both days those grandstand events are free. There's no charge to get in and enjoy the horse races.
Okay.
So that gets us, you know, kind of through most of Sunday with what's going on. We have our opening ceremonies at 7 o'clock on Sunday evening. We will be recognizing some some important people in the community that we've lost over the last couple of years, and a little recognition for some of them at our opening ceremonies at 7 o'clock on Sunday night, along with a kickoff to the fair and that kind of thing.
You have more because you skipped a year doing that.
We do.
Ceremony.
Yes, we do. We have more and some real key important people there. A couple other things. There's some livestock judging and things that does kick off on Sunday night for the kids, but then Monday we get into the full-fledged, we start our shows and everything else that goes with it. Monday, 8 o'clock is the rabbit show, and the horses, they do show on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and into Wednesday. So those youth and open class halter and riding classes will take place over at the outside arenas there. Anybody check the weather this week? Craig, have you taken a look at next week's weather?
I have no pull, but
I've looked at it, and if it truly is what it says it is, I can't remember a year we've had better weather for the fair. They're talking mid to upper 70s every day of the week, one day with a slight chance of rain. So
it wouldn't be the fair without that one.
Well, you gotta have a thunder shower come through at some point. But if we can have temperatures in the 70, it's just going to be a fabulous week, and we're so excited and looking forward to it. So that gets Monday. You know, like I say, that, and then Monday afternoon is a sheep show, which is great. The Elkton Lions Club bingo kicks off starting there. And then on Monday evening, we ran this a couple years ago, we have a KOI drag racing. This is grudge match drag racing. So, Craig, fire up your golf cart, challenge your next-door neighbor, come on down, and you can drag race your golf cart against him, or your four-wheeler, or your side-by, or your pickup, or whatever you want to against the other guy. It's a straight-out drag race on a dirt track.
And is it... Are these things modified for speed, or do you have classifications where, you know, this is stock and this one has been souped up a little?
Most everything that you see there will be stock stuff. It's the neighborhood farmers that want to challenge each other. My farm truck can beat yours, or my four-wheeler can beat yours. It's that kind of thing. It's not really designed to bring in the supercharged great big thing, but and I don't know, I've heard a rumor, and I don't know if it's true or not, but there's a potential there might even be a couple semis that go down through there. That we've had that offered at one point, and I'm not sure where they're at with it. But so could be a fun night. And again, that's free grandstand. If you want to get into the pits to get a closer look and be closer, there is charge to go into the pit area and that area. But sitting in the grandstands, it's free on Monday night to do that. So it's kind of a cool opportunity for you.
Terrific. Now, your Sunday and Monday, they are sponsored by certain people who are helping you make the fair go.
Right. Everybody, there's pieces out there, and people don't understand how much it costs to operate the fair and how much it costs us to maintain grounds and buildings and keep things going. You know, we've had, I believe we have one of the nicest fairs in the state, and our fairgrounds are second to none. Our buildings are fabulous and everything's there, but it doesn't come without a cost. And so our fact that we have sponsors in that for all these kinds of things are great. Our Sunday sponsor, when we kick off, Wallace Stone. And if you happen to come down to the fairgrounds and are driving or walking our roads, they maintain, you know. The crushed stone gets hauled in and leveled and graded and keeps our feet dry, keeps our roads hard packed, keeps everything great down there. And big thank you to Wallace Stone for doing that. It really helps keep things looking good. And then that Monday, AIS Construction, they have a facility out on 53, and they provide our area people with all kinds of construction equipment, payloaders and backhoes and just all kinds of things like that. They're a major equipment company in terms of that construction type stuff. That gets us to Tuesday. And by Tuesday, we're all having so much fun. You know, we just keep it right on rolling. Tuesday morning, the hog show will start. Mm-hmm. That's 8:30 in the morning. And then, of course, we're back to more horse shows that are going on again. Tuesday, the what we call the perishable items, the flowers and the food and vegetables and that kind of thing, they all come in the crops, and they get judged on Tuesday. The still exhibits that came in on Thursday before the fair were all judged by that point. So anytime after Tuesday when you walk through those 4-H, the 4-H and FFA building, you will notice that everything's judged then. And I really encourage you, come out and check it out this year. In the 2 years that it's kind of been on a hiatus there, the 4-H building has all new steel on the outside of it, new windows in it, and then this spring they went in and painted, and so it's got a nice fresh coat of paint with nice 4-H green accents inside of it, and a little bit of rearranging, and that building's looking just beautiful there. It's I believe it's the oldest structure left on the fairgrounds. The cornerstone says 1955 on it, but it really has a fresh coat inside and out and looks just wonderful.
Do the perishables then stay the rest of the week, or if they can? I mean, you can't do dairy, obviously. That'll go sour in a day. But I mean, the corn and stuff, that can...
Everything stays through Saturday. Some of the baked goods, depending on temperature, by Friday, Saturday, start looking a little melted or getting a little bad. But once the stuff comes in on Monday, Tuesday, it stays the rest of the week and it's there. So anytime after noon or so on Tuesday that you go through that 4-H building, everything's there and judged, and all the kids' projects, the Lego kits, the crafts, the woodworking, all that kind of stuff is there.
So the perishables come early to see it at its best.
Yes. Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday are the best days to see those. The dairy show is also on Tuesday, 10 o'clock in the morning. The merchants building, you know, we're back open with merchants building and the miracle of life. Those things will come in. The cow giving birth isn't till a little later in the week, but the two sows with the baby pigs, there'll be baby chicks. There's going to be some goats there. And, of course, there's the sandbox with corn in it instead of sand for the kids to play in. That's sponsored this year by our local Farm Bureau group. They're going to kind of operate and run that. And they'll have a lot of information on Michigan Farm Facts. Huron County is the most diverse agricultural county in the state of Michigan. And so they will have all kinds of facts and information about all the different agriculture we have. So stop over there, chat with some of them, and see some of their literature and brochures and things they'll have. And then, of course, on Tuesday, the Midway opens. It is Kids Day. Reduced ride bracelets Tuesday and Kids Day. And then Tuesday afternoon is the bicycle giveaway. We give away some bikes. Compliments of TJ Schmidt and the fair. It says on my that we have a beef show that night. And then Tuesday night is kind of our kids' fun night down at the grandstands, another free night at the grandstands. They'll have mud volleyball and tug of war that goes on down there. So if you want to have a chance to come down and watch the kids of our county, just have a chance, a little cut loose and have fun and enjoy. That's Tuesday night down there. They have a blast. We put a few guidelines to it to keep it rolling along, but it's kind of a chance for my kids always said when they came through and showed that during the school years, those kids compete school against school, and it's a rivalry and that kind of thing. When it comes to Fair Week, most of that stuff all goes to the wayside. They're just kids having fun. And so we've got Tuesday night sponsored by Countryside and Countryside Transportation over Sebewing Way. They do a great job with it. Chuck will come in and set things up, and the kids will just have fun down there. And if you want to come down and watch your neighbor kids or the grandkids or whatever, just having fun and doing some friendly competition in the mud, it's a great night.
A good way for the kids to get down and dirty.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You betcha. So that's Tuesday night.
And Tuesday is sponsored by McLaren.
Tuesday is sponsored by McLaren Thumb Region, the hospital there, you betcha, another one of our businesses that help us and support, and they're our day sponsor on Tuesday. Which brings us to Wednesday. Wednesday, the Sure Healthcare Network is our sponsor for Wednesday. With Sure being there that afternoon, we'll get to that in a little while, but that's our senior citizens meal, of which Sure provides that meal to senior citizens in the Merchants Building. And we thank Pat's Kitchen, which is up in the front corner. They work with Sure to provide a real nice meal for the seniors on that day. But in the morning on Wednesday, we kick things off with the Feeder Steer Show. Prospect Feeders. That's also Wednesday at 9 o'clock is the poultry show in the SLA Community Barn. The Merchants Building's back open. Midway opens at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Tuesday, Wednesday, the Racing Pigs. We're going to have Racing Pigs back at the fair this year. It's been, my kids can't ever remember it, so that means it's probably been 20 years since we had Racing Pigs at the fair. But it's a lot of fun. It's free entertainment up by the office. They're out of Florida that they come up, but just plain fun. These little pigs will do a few tricks and put on a little entertainment, and then they have racing around a track that they have there. They line them up, kind of like the horse racing, but it's pig racing. No jockeys.
No.
but.
There are animal cruelty.
Yes, that's right. But they have a lot of fun, and it's a good chance. And it's just kind of a comedy, fun type relief. So if you're there with the kids or you're just there on the grounds and you want to have a little break, she'll have posted out there what time those shows will be. I'm not exactly sure on the timing of it, but there's two or three shows that go on later in the afternoon into the early evening.
Terrific. You've got more, actually.
And then that senior citizen meal in the afternoon.
Elkton Lions Bingo Tent.
That still goes on. And then Wednesday night, the Car Demolition Derby, sponsored by Westside Sand and Gravel. Back when I first came to Huron County back in the 80s, Demolition Derby was just huge here.
Oh, we had combine derbies. We had all kinds.
Well, we've had all kinds of things. But in the 80s, it was ran by the local Lions.
Oh.
And they would have 100, 150 cars. It would be just huge. Well, then we ran through this era of compact, subcompact cars. There's no station wagons left out there and minivans and things. So the demolition derbies kind of went by the wayside for a number of years. And now they've gone back to doing some things like a oval or figure eight type demos in some cases, not always the true standard demolition. And we'll have a little variety of different things that go on with that demo.
And but, are these locals doing this, or is this a group that comes around to the fair?
It's a group that we contract in to run it, but I would say probably half the cars or better that are there that night will be people from the Tri-County area here on Sanilac, Tuscola County that are in running. So you'll know a lot of the people that are participating in that.
Familiar names will be.
You betcha. You betcha. And just fun there. So that's Wednesday. And we get halfway through the week at that point.
And then you sit there and you go, how can it be halfway over?
How can it be halfway over? But it is. And at that point, the fair board members all kind of start trying to catch a second breath and get moving on with the rest of the week. Thursday, sponsored by Frankenmuth Credit Union. Great to have them as a sponsor on Thursday. Thursday's our market beef, our big beef show that takes place with the beef and also our beef breeding, which follows the market. And Thursday is also our special needs day for those special needs kids. Something that was started by the Intermediate School District Parent Advisory Committee. God, it's been 5-6 years now that we've had this. And many of those special need kids can't come enjoy the regular fair. Between either some handicaps or the noises of a fair or the full-blown commotion and lights and things, it's just overwhelming to them. So our midway has been great about saying we want to provide for these kids. So they get a couple hours in the morning. That runs from 9 to noon. And they'll open up two or three rides that they won't have the music, they won't have the flashing lights, so those kids can go and enjoy that.
They're fun, but they're not the scariest.
Right. And then they'll have some little fair food for them to be able to enjoy, maybe a couple games that they can. The lady with the racing pigs is going to put on a little show for those kids as well. So it's just a great morning for those young people that can't enjoy the fair under the regular circumstances to come out and do that. And it's really just heartwarming to see the volunteers come out and work with those kids. We'll have a few kids from our livestock barn bring out a few of the very quiet animals, tame animals, to let them pet a sheep or, you know, that kind of thing, so that they can get a full experience of the fair on a level that works for them. And that's just an awesome event on Thursday for them.
Sounds like something other fairs would emulate.
There are a number of fairs across the state that do it. It's not widespread. I'd say maybe 15-20% of the fairs in the state do something similar to it. So it is there. And of course, then we have our goat show that starts at 10 o'clock. And the Merchants Building's back open again with things going on there. Midway in the afternoon, bingo tent is open daily, 3 to 10. And then Thursday night, the Super Kicker Rodeo, sponsored by Bayport State Bank and Mower Electric. Bayport Bank and them have been sponsoring that Super Kicker Rodeo for many years. Kathy and her crew come in, put on a great show. Bull riding, barrel racing, lots of fun for people to go down and see that and just have a great time at it. And that brings us to Friday.
Hard to think we're just winding down.
Yep, we're getting to Friday already.
We're getting to the selling of the animals.
We are
already.
We are Friday. Thumb Bank and Trust and J.W. Hunt. They're our Friday sponsors. And they do a great job of providing information and things there on Friday and helping people out. That's the JLA sale day. That's the day that we sell all the large animals. So starting down there at 9 o'clock in the morning, the bleachers will be set up, the auction stand set up. I believe, if I get my order right, it's hogs, feeders, fat steers, and sheep is what the order is for the sale this year. chance to come down and support these kids that have spent months raising, preparing, training, grooming, getting these animals ready. It's a chance to come down and support them. And we typically talk about this as a chance to give that kid either some scholarship or startup money. I know an awful lot of these kids that go off to school, whether it be four-year college or trade school or training or whatever, the fair provides a great offset to what it costs them to go and helps make it a lot more affordable and that, or if they're graduating from school and trying to get started in a career or workforce, it's a nice boost to get them. So it's a great opportunity to come support that. And we have a lot of fun at it, too. It's a great day.
The bidding gets going, and most of these animals sell for more than their market value of the day.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We have a lot of wonderful businesses and people in this community that support these kids, and it's premium price. They're paying these kids for the hard work they put in. Some of these kids, this is a big part of their summer work is these livestock, so it's kind of a payoff to them. And yes, it is premium prices they pay for them. The champions often are a pretty good premium, but the rest of the animals are all premium price, and it's an exciting day for the kids and families and buyers to be able to have. So,
and you buy the animal, it's up to you to get it processed.
Yep.
And get it home.
Yeah, when you buy that animal, you can either sell it back to UPI, does our sale. They run that sale, and people can either sell it back to UPI, or UPI will find a buyer for you, or a local processing plant to get it processed if you care to use it for home consumption or business consumption or that type of thing. Absolutely. And then at that noontime with that JLA sale, we typically have the sale of the milk from the Grand Champion Reserve Champion Dairy Cow. That's kind of a tradition it's been to. And when they sell that milk from that at a nice price, that
you're not going to pay for this at your local store this
way. No.
This is for the kids.
This is for the kids. And what they do with here is they split this money that's raised from that milk amongst those kids that are showing in the dairy barn. So it gives a chance for those dairy kids who maybe don't have other livestock to get a premium and a little additional money in that fashion to help support them the same way as the junior livestock kids. So it's just great, and it's fun with that. At the same time, this is also the time that the fair board honors their friends of the fair. It's kind of a tradition that we've had going on for 8 or 10 years now, I think. And this year, we're honoring Dave and Tina McDonald, which the McDonald family has been a big part of the fair for years and beneficial there. The Brady brothers from Minuteman Metal, they have just supported our junior livestock, our kids, our fair. When we need something breaks down, something needs to be fixed, we need some new gates, we need whatever, they run down and say to Gene and Tim, hey, we kind of need, and they'll look at us and usually say, oh, we're awful busy. Well, I know it's for the kids. All right. And it gets done. And when it gets done, it always gets done at a discounted price because that's the kind of guys they are. They love the kids' support, and we really appreciate that. And this year, a third one that we are recognizing is Wallace Stone Levy with Wallace Stone. And I told you from our day sponsor on Sunday, the tons of stone that get donated on their behalf that go down on that fairgrounds to keep it looking beautiful. We couldn't afford to do the kinds of things we do without the support of all of these people that do, you know, between the upkeep of the buildings, the insurance, the water, the utilities, the maintenance of the buildings, the new construction, all of that kind of thing that goes on. It is those sponsors and those types of things that really help make that happen. So we really appreciate all of that.
Okay.
Friday night is the Redneck Truck Races, and I've been hearing rumors that there's a few extra trucks, and I've seen a couple of them that have been out practice running and going, and this year it's sponsored by the Cooperative Elevator, and they're excited about it. I think they're going to have some maybe a few freebies they give away that night and some great things happening. And so it's just a lot of fun. Come out on a Friday night and enjoy the fair and go to the Midway, go to the grandstands, wander the barns. You can do that any night of the fair. It's just a great place to communicate with your neighbors and see people that you only maybe see a couple times out of the year and just get caught up on what's going on in the county, and it's just a fun place to be. But that'll be a lot of fun on Friday night for the truck races down there.
Now, there are various afternoon performances of the racing pigs on Friday.
Right.
You did want to mention that Agra Valley Communications was...
Right. The racing pigs are sponsored by Agra Valley Communications. Yep. They have graciously stepped up and are paying for that free entertainment on the grounds this year. And again, that's another one of those pieces, some of the free stuff that we're able to do because we have great sponsors like Agra Valley Communications that step in and do that kind of thing. So every step of that allows us to put another coat of paint someplace or put a new roof on a building or whatever the case might be. So that's great. And, you know, I'm going to take a slight pause at this point, too. And when you take a year that you don't have a normal fair and then you go back to opening things up and trying to get them go, we had more water issues when we started turning water on and opening things up to get going this year than we've ever had. 18 months on some of those valves that haven't been open and lines that haven't been going, and a couple of them kind of went, yeah, maybe we got a problem there or that. So it's double the work when you didn't run a full fair to get everything cleaned and everything back and everything ready for one this year. So it's been a bigger process and a more expensive process to get things cranked up and ready to go so that the people can come in and thoroughly enjoy everything that's there.
And not even notice all the work extra you had to do to get it going.
Oh, I hope they don't have a clue and they don't notice and don't see anything that we had to do. I don't want them to see any of that. I want them to come see a beautiful fairgrounds that looks like it's just always that nice. And it is most all the time, too. So that gets us to Saturday. Saturday is sponsored by Nutrient Ag Solutions of Ubley and Owendale. Again, one of our corporate sponsors. We certainly appreciate that. Saturday is the small livestock auction and crafts from the 4-H building. If you are not inclined to come spend the money at the bigger sale, the money at this sale is a little bit smaller because the projects and animals and things are smaller there, but it's a lot of fun. This is a little more toned down scale, a little slower paced, and Saturday morning is just a lot of fun in that barn, having that sale and going through that and enjoying that. So that'll be in the show sale arena. And the sale order by our bill says poultry, rabbits, goats, and crafts. And that's the order for that this year. At 11 to 4, antique tractor show. That comes in, and we'll have on the grounds, they'll do a parade around. A number of antique tractors or some of those classics, and you'll have everything from that tractor that guy has put that new coat of paint and wax and muffler and steering, and everything is just perfect and bright and shiny, and the next one through may have came from the field. But they're all antiques, they're all classics, and they're all proud to have those pieces of equipment.
Antique people say it should have the patina.
Yes. Yeah. So that's 11 to 4. We appreciate that. Miracle Life, again, Saturday is still going and there. The bingo tent. Again, we have another kids drawing for bikes on Saturday afternoon. So that's there and goes on. And then Saturday night is the tractor truck pull. TTPA, they've been at Huron Community Fair for, I don't think it's 150 years, but it's been a long time that they've been around putting that event
Since
on.
Tractors have been pulling things.
Yeah, yeah. And again, when we get to the tractor truck pull, An awful lot of those people that are pulling are local people. You'll recognize a lot of names that are out there doing that and putting on a show for you and having a good time. That's sponsored by Tri-County Equipment. And we appreciate the fact that all of our sponsors and things for not just corporate sponsors for the day, but sponsors for events and sponsors for activities and sponsors for free things that go. And that allows us to maintain the grounds, pay the bills, and keep things on a good track.
Wow, you got a whole week's worth of fun out there. People just have to show up and enjoy.
Craig, the kids in the barns will tell you that my general comment is, there is no better place to spend a week than a week at the fair, and I truly believe that. I love the kids. Everything that we do is centered around providing great opportunities for kids first, community second, and it is just a great event for us.
Now, in years past, are you still having camping trailers in the park, or is that something that didn't make it this year because you didn't know about
COVID and stuff? It's full. Our camping is full. We have a waiting list.
Because some people, especially they have animals, they camp there.
Right.
Because they take care of them.
A vast majority of our fair families with livestock, this is vacation week. They take the week off work. They bring their camper in and they spend the week at the fair and they thoroughly enjoy it. And we like the fact it's a family, truly a family, whole family oriented thing. Our campgrounds are full. Waiting list, and when we get families that their kids graduate out of high school and move on, some of them kind of begrudgingly give up their camping for the week and let somebody else move in.
Do you only come in on Fair Street, or can you come in on Soper?
Actually, the vast majority of people will come in off Soper Road, and this year, when they come in off Soper Road, they'll be coming in on Lowell McDonald Way.
Oh.
Unfortunately, as any of us that are familiar with the family at all know that we lost Lowell, and I can't think of a person in this county that was a bigger supporter of kids and charity and the community than Lowell McDonald was. And so as a tribute to Lowell, we have named that Soper Road West Entrance driveway Lowell McDonald Way because we'd like to do it the Lowell McDonald Way. And so we have named that, and that's that entrance that come in, or there is parking off Fair Street entrance as well.
Okay. And it all starts Saturday, or excuse me, Sunday morning?
Sunday afternoon, really. Yep, livestock will start rolling in Sunday morning, but later Sunday afternoon, evening is the best time to, if you want to come, kick it off. And if you're one of those diehards that's going to come every day of the week, come a little later in the day and enjoy the rest of the fairgrounds and things that go on. And the Sunday, Monday, and into Tuesday, some free events and things that go on, and just lots of fun throughout the whole week.
We went through a lot of stuff here that's going on. I assume it's online somewhere.
Sure. Actually, there's a nice, this year, blue multi-page packet that's around at lots of businesses and that. But if you go to the Huron Community Fair website, or Facebook Huron Community Fair, and I'm careful how I say
because
that.
Because you got to use community.
You use community because there is a Huron County in Ohio, and every year, inevitably, I've already had it this year. There were placemats put out at a restaurant in the county by a placemat business that's not in the county, that was advertising the Huron County Fair for later in August in Bad Axe, and that's not the case.
Nope,
we start off on Sunday, August 1st in Huron County, the Huron Community Fair.
Thanks for being with us today. Hope you have a great turnout. I'm glad to have you back.
Thanks, Craig. We're going to have a wonderful week. It's going to be fabulous, and I can't wait for it to start.
And we'll cross our fingers that your forecast holds true.
It will.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news. Just keep it here at WLEW.